start, of course, with the Health Department. Dr. Anban Pillay, Deputy Director General there. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners.
At the moment, doctors appear to be able to charge different fees for the same treatments. How do you want to change that?
The intention of the Medical Schemes Amendment Bill is to improve the governance of medical schemes and the oversight that the Council for Medical Schemes has over medical schemes and their functioning. And that includes understanding what fees medical schemes actually pay for each service and bills that they receive from providers of care. So the intention of the Medical Schemes Amendment Bill is not to regulate the fees, but to get a sense about what exactly medical schemes pay for or not pay for at a more detailed level, so that the council can exercise its oversight over medical schemes more effectively.
It does seem like there's a very strange system that happens at the moment. I mean, that is something you clearly want to change.
Yes, I mean, very clearly there are providers who have different fees and medical schemes who seek to have their own rates at which they decide that they will reimburse. The consequence of which is that a medical scheme member who is in the middle of all of this is faced with a co-payment or balance bill that he or she incurs as a result of that. And obviously that is having a significant dent on the income of many South Africans. And so the intention is to try to reduce that as significantly as possible.
We are talking about people who go to see doctors in private practice. So people go and see them out of choice. They could get treatment at a government facility, perhaps. But they do choose which doctor they go to. Shouldn't this in some ways be left to the market? Doctors who provide a cheaper service will simply have more business?
Yeah, I suppose you would choose the GP that you go to, but very often the specialist that you get referred to is not necessarily your choice, but somebody that the GP refers you to. But even if you did choose your specialist, the doctor-patient relationship is a fairly unequal relationship. You're coming to a provider to provide health care. The last thing you want to actually be doing is negotiating with that provider in terms of what tariff you should or should not be paying. And so it's a very, very difficult situation for a patient at that point to actually negotiate what tariff the clinician will be charging.
In other words, they're desperate. The doctor is able to provide what you would call an essential service.
Yeah.
You've tried to do this before, and it was called a health reference price list. And essentially what it did is that it set up a series of prices that doctors could charge for certain treatments. And eventually it was struck down by the courts. How different is this proposal going to be from that proposal?
This proposal is simply providing information about what bills medical schemes receive at a more detailed level, so that the Council for Medical Schemes has an understanding of what the billing from providers is. The attempt here is not to regulate those tariffs at this stage. Remember, the Health Market Inquiry under the Competition Commission is looking at that matter, and hopefully they will make a ruling on that matter. And once they've made the ruling, we would then have to take up those recommendations as provided by the Health Market Inquiry. But this piece of legislation is not intended in any way to regulate the tariffs, but simply to get information about them. So if today you asked us, so what do the majority of clinicians charge for a particular service, and does the Council for Medical Schemes have this information? The Council doesn't. And how does the Council then regulate the tariffs that medical schemes reimburse? They're unable to do that because they don't have this key piece of information.
All right. I mean, it is possible that some role players see this as a first step to a sort of price regulation. I say that based on the reaction. I mean, the South African Private Practitioners Forum, who we'll hear from in a moment, I mean, they've said that just this move could lead to, you know, doctors leaving the profession or leaving the country. Are you surprised by that reaction then?
Not really, because, each time government tries to attempt to protect the consumer, doctors always kind of suggest that they'd be leaving the country. I think the minister has responded to that previously as basically threats that are intended not to actually protect the consumer, but to protect their own interests. But I don't understand the problem with transparency about what your prices are. I mean, if you're a clinician and these are the prices that you charge, why don't you want anybody else to know about it? I think it would be information that the public would benefit from, so they would understand what exactly are the tariffs that a particular clinician is charging.
Dr. Anban Pillay, so thank you for your time. Deputy Director General at the Department of Health. Let's move now to the Board of Healthcare Funders. And Dr. Rajesh Patel is the Head of Benefit and Risk Department at the Board of Healthcare Funders of South Africa. Dr. Patel, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Stephen, and good morning to the listeners.
How difficult is the current situation for you? Do you welcome this move by the department?
Definitely. I think, firstly, we must say that the proposal is just something that came through an interview and some discussion. So we haven't actually seen the bill as yet. It's not yet published. So a lot of these discussions is obviously speculative at this stage. And the other component is we welcome any move that's going to provide certainty for members and no co-payments. We've always said in the past, if you prescribe a benefit that members are entitled to access, you should prescribe a price at which members can access those benefits as well.
All right. So at the moment, you have a situation where you actually don't know almost how much you as a medical aide are going to have to pay for certain treatments.
Absolutely. So essentially, the actuaries and whoever's involved in the pricing component have to guesstimate what the providers will charge next year, and hopefully they get those numbers right. So literally what's happening is that it's the current environment where doctors can charge whatever they want to has created some kind of an unfunded liability and an additional premium kind of thing that members have to pay up.
So this would be a starting point. How do you think doctors have been able to, on your version and on the health department's version, get away with this for so long? Is it just because they're doctors and no one's ever tried to regulate them in the past?
That's true.
So it's just that. It's the profit motive in medicine.
It's just that. People need them, and the point is, and I think Dr. Anban Pillay has said that when you're at your weakest point kind of thing, you have to access that service, and you're not in a position to be able to then negotiate a price.
What happens in other countries? We're not the only country that has GP, general practitioners, or doctors in private practice.
Very true, and this is the point that scaremongering hasn't really gone far, where they talk the doctors will run away. Most of the doctors, if they run away, they'll run away to countries that do have price capping and do have price regulation.
So in other words, it wouldn't solve any of their problems at all?
Exactly.
Dr. Rajesh Patel, thank you. Head of Benefit and Risk Head of the Benefit and Risk Department at the Board of Healthcare Funders of South Africa. Do appreciate your time. 18 minutes now to 9. It's a media.